It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. The number of COVID-19 cases is spiking in the southern United States. In Iowa, hundreds of cases are reported daily. This even as many businesses have reopened and schools are being told to make plans for classes in the fall. Here with me this morning to talk about where things are with COVID-19 in Iowa is IPR health reporter Natalie Krebs. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Clay.
First off, Governor Kim Reynolds has been relaxing restrictions to stop the spread of coronavirus over the last couple of months. And back on June 12th, she lifted any capacity restrictions for businesses, bars, restaurants. Is it too early to tell what kind of effect this has had on COVID-19 cases in the state?
So public health experts say it can take up to 2 to 3 weeks to see the effects in cases from things like reopenings. So it's been about 2 weeks since Governor Reynolds lifted those restrictions. And then it can take even longer, like even 4 or 5 weeks, for the hospitalizations and fatalities rates to kind of show up from when things like reopenings change. Since early May, the new daily case count has been trending downward, but for the second part of June, new case counts have leveled off overall for the state. And in some counties across the state, they've seen sharp increases in cases recently. This includes like a variety of counties across the state, you know, places like Floyd, Scott, Johnson, Story County, and then there are parts of, you know, the western part of the state like Dickinson County.
We've also been hearing a lot about more younger Americans getting sick with coronavirus. Can we say the same thing about Iowa?
Yeah, so the country has seen a big shift in COVID-19 cases in younger people. Iowa is also following this trend. State officials reported last week there's been an increase in cases in that 18 to 40 age group. This group accounted for 46% of cases in May, and that number jumped to 55% of cases in June so far. Two counties that have seen sharp increases recently are Johnson and Story counties. These, of course, are the homes of the University of Iowa and Iowa State University. And health officials there have told me that most of these new cases are in that 18 to 25 age range. Officials said they suspect the reopening has played into this. You know, you're looking at a really social age group. They're going out more. The weather's nicer. It's just kind of like drawing more people out.
Okay, so what about hospitalizations and deaths in the state overall? Where does this stand right now?
Right. So some states that have seen spikes in cases, like California, Texas, Arizona, they've also seen an increase in hospitalizations. So the really good news in Iowa so far is that hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19 have decreased dramatically from about a month ago. They're still trending downward. And these rates have been trending downward for a while, over a month. And so part of this could be because of the higher rate of younger people getting infected. They're less likely to be hospitalized or, you know, die from the virus than the older population. But it's also good to remember that, you know, hospitalizations and death rates follow behind case counts. So, you know, it's still sort of unclear what those rates will do following reopenings.
How has Governor Kim Reynolds reacted to recent COVID-19 trends?
Yeah, Governor Kim Reynolds has really stressed what she calls personal responsibility in this pandemic. So unlike some states and cities, Iowa does not have a statewide order for facial coverings. And Reynolds has allowed businesses to reopen. She's lifted capacity restrictions. Iowa was one of the first states to sort of reopen fully, near fully. And if you remember, she also declined to issue a shelter-in-place order saying, you know, really it's up to Iowans to be responsible to stay home if you're sick, to wear a facial covering if you need to. And her message has really been that, like, safety is up to Iowans. She encourages older and vulnerable people to stay home. She says Iowans can choose to wear a mask if they want to. And she did say last week that her decision to reopen probably will affect numbers, you know, but it is really important to keep the economy going.
Finally here, Natalie, health experts, though, they'll tell you that wearing a mask isn't about protecting you, but it's about protecting those that you come in contact with, right?
Right. And every health expert I spoke to, this is epidemiologists or county health officials, they really emphasize the use of masks when you go out in public. This is, you know, anywhere from a restaurant to a grocery store to getting your hair cut. One even said that we will not be able to contain the virus without the use of these facial coverings. And masks, yeah, you're right. They actually protect others from you. So you're not sharing any of those respiratory droplets that are really known to transmit the virus.
All right, IPR health reporter Natalie Krebs, thank you.
Thank you, Clay.